Attitudes of gratitude. Have you ever heard that saying before? Did I wake you up? Good. What are you grateful for this season of Thanksgiving? Have you ever taken time to really think about all of the things that you have to be thankful for? Well, I'm going to put you to work a little bit today. Inside your bulletin, do you see this section that says sermon notes? And I know there are pens in the pews. How about if you take some time and write down, while I'm talking, write down some of the things that you're thankful for. Number one, you will remember them longer. Number two, you won't be snoring through my sermon. So let's write some things down. In Thessalonians 5:18, we read, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Notice that the scriptures say all circumstances, not just some, not just the good ones. Our God is in control of everything, but he has also given man free will. God sees and knows the big picture. He sees it all, and he has plans to do good and not evil. Laura Story, that's her name. She is the artist who wrote and sang the song Blessings that Karen and Patty sang this morning. She was awarded the Grammy Award for the Best Contemporary Christian Music Song and the Billboard Music Award for the Top Christian Song in 2011. And she was inspired to write those words to the failing health of her husband. Experiences in this life are not necessarily as we desire them to be. As the song goes, what if our blessings come through raindrops and our healing comes through tears? What if the greatest disappointments or the aching that we have in this life is the revealing of a greater thirst that the world cannot satisfy? We have an aching for stuff of the world lots of times. That's the stuff you have in your house. That's the aching of the stuff of the world. But we are thirsty for more. We are thirsty for the word of God. Things are either of this world or they're of God. Yes, we are to be thankful for these dark times as well. What? They don't seem like something to be thankful for. Did you pray about them? Did you pray about what was going on during those dark times? Were you developing a relationship with God during those dark times? Maybe these trials in our lives are God's mercies in disguise. In Proverbs 3:5, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't rely on your own insight." There truly are so many things to be thankful for. Did you praise God for them? All of those blessings that you have? Sometimes our attitudes get in the way of our gratefulness. Look around you. Go ahead, you can look. Look around you. What do you see? Do you see a group of generous people yearning for the word of God? You're here. You're here because you want to know more about the word of God, and you want to praise him and worship him. That's called a church. A generous group who are willing to be a blessing to others. Are we able to see clearly the blessings right before us? You see them every day. You see blessings every single day. Because when you wake up, you open your eyes. Do you not? And that, my friends, is one of the first blessings you have for the day. We are so blessed that sometimes our attitudes of gratitude seem to escape us. And we are going to expect more and more and more stuff. And why isn't God listening to me? Why isn't he doing what we want him to do? But you know, he is listening. He is not a vending machine. You're not going to put, used to be a couple quarters, now it would be a couple dollars in a vending machine. And then everything is, you know, you get what you want. But that is not who God is. Everything is done in God's time. It's not done in my time. It's not done in your time. He knows our hearts. He knows what we truly need. In answer to Pilate, Jesus said, "Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." He will answer in his time. Now, one morning I was checking out emails and I came across a video about Travis Mills. Let me look. Anybody know who Travis Mills is? Anybody ever hear of Travis Mills? I wish when you go home that you would look him up on your devices, whatever they are. His life had a life-changing incident on his third deployment when he was in Afghanistan. He was with his group, and they were doing a sweep across this bit of land looking for landmines. And they had like metal detectors, and they would sweep an area on the ground, and then they would take one step. And then they would sweep an area on the ground, and then they would take one step. And on it went. They were looking for landmines. Ever so carefully and deliberately, they were looking for landmines. They stopped for a break, and Travis set down his backpack, as he was allowed to do. They're pretty heavy. Boom! Instantly, he lost his right leg and his right arm. At Walter Reed Hospital, when he finally made it back to the States, his left leg then had to be amputated, and also his left arm. That also had to be taken. The strong, healthy 25-year-old was now a quadriplegic. How does one keep an attitude of gratitude in a situation like that? When his young wife, Kelsey, finally got to visit him, he had decided that he loved her so much. And she hadn't asked for this. He was going to let her go. He said, he knew what he was going to tell her. Take the car, take the house, take all of the money that's in the savings, what's left, and start a new life, because you did not sign up for this. When Kelsey arrives, he tells her of his plan. And she went, you know, I thought about that. And he was like, you did? You thought about that? And she said, you know, I did. And I decided that handicapped parking sounds pretty enticing. She was staying. What a sense of humor. And you could tell of their love for each other. Now, while in Walter Reed, Travis was visited by another member of the armed forces who was in about the same condition as he was. He called himself now a member of the group, and Travis says, I don't want to be a member of this group. You look like a robot. And he said, well, I'm sorry, but those are your choices. Every day we make choices. We make choices about what kind of day it's going to be. We make choices about what we're going to do. What time, how we spend our time. So, Travis is now physically challenged, and so is this robot-looking man. And he helps Travis along. He encourages him. He gives him all the help that he can possibly give him. Travis decided that he finally decided that he would like to feed himself again. That would be a blessing to him. Feed yourself again. Wow. I take that for granted. He decided he didn't want to spend his life in the wheelchair. And that determination kept moving him forward. He worked so hard. The day he got his new legs, They said, you need to walk around this room one time. And oh, it was excruciating pain. But Travis made it not one, but three times around the room. His number one rule was don't look back. That's a great rule. You know that? That really is a good rule. Don't look back. Because you can't change what happened this morning, let alone years ago. So you have to look forward. You have to look forward. He developed an attitude of gratitude for all of those people who helped him recuperate. His family, wife Kelsey, and now two children, became his main concern and gave him a drive and a reason for life. His attitude of gratitude kept him going. And now guess what Travis is doing? He's helping other servicemen and women adjust to their new ways of life. Our attitudes of gratitude and our trust in God can change even the darkest circumstances into something totally magnificent. Philippians 4:6 says, have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. So what are you grateful for? Did you write anything down? Anybody write anything down? Okay, I'm not going to ask you what it was. I just wanted to know. Did you write down the sunset? You want to see a good sunset? Right out in front of our church. Every evening, there's a beautiful sunset. Absolutely phenomenal. What about the sunrise? Anybody get up early enough to see the sunrise? Did you see the moon this morning when you went outside? The moon was still up. It was amazing. What about our military? You think about them? The buds on a tree in early spring. You see those little tiny buds, and they get bigger and bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden they explode, and you have a leaf, a bright green leaf that changes colors as it grows. They finally turn into reds and golds, and then we have a red and gold carpet on our ground. And then that four-letter word, snow, shows up, and it lines the branches, and it is so beautiful. It is so beautiful. And then if you watch, that red cardinal will fly in. I'm going to tell you another little story. You may have heard this before. The teacher of a class of students had asked the kids to make a list of the seven wonders of the world. Do you remember learning those? Anybody remember any of them? Yeah. Grand Canyon, the Niagara Falls, the pyramids, you know, all those. And so this one little girl was sitting there, and she was writing along, and she kept going, oh, I can't. And the teacher said, are you having a hard time? And she goes, there are just so many. I can't write them all down. And the teacher said, well, what do you have so far? Her reply, to see, to hear, to touch, and to feel that touch, to taste, to laugh, to love. How do we keep an attitude of gratitude in the forefront of our lives? Well, my old standby, I'm going to use it again. You go with Jesus, and then you look, you help others, and then you look at yourself. Jesus, others, yourself. You are truly blessed when you put Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. because then you become a blessing to others. 1 Corinthians 16, 14, let all that you do be done in love. And the greatest gratitude makeover, keep close to our hearts the biggest blessing of all, God's Son, the biggest blessing of all. And all God's people said, amen.